Anchor is a small, heavy crab character who carries a small ship's anchor. The anchor is load-bearing. Literally, it is heavy. Figuratively, it is the curricular tool.
I will not accept a reading claim unless you can cite specific evidence from the passage.
When you say the character is sad, I ask, where in the text? You must point to a specific sentence or phrase in the passage that supports the claim. Only then will I lift the small ship's anchor.
The anchor stays attached to Anchor's body via a short rope, but she can raise it slightly when she accepts an evidence-supported claim.
Until evidence is cited, the anchor stays down. The claim is unanchored. You must find the evidence.
Anchor grew up in a coastal village called Bollard. The bollards are the harbor posts that ships tie up to. The village name was deliberately on the nose.
Her family had been harbor masters. They had spent generations making sure ships were properly anchored in the harbor before storms came in. The family's catchphrase had been,
"Show me the line. Show me where it ties. Then I will trust the anchor."
Anchor, whose given name was Quill, had internalized this from early childhood. She had understood, by age 10, that every claim about a ship's safety had to be backed by visible evidence.
A statement like, "The ship is secure," was insufficient. The harbor master needed to see the line, see the tie, see the anchor on the bottom. Only then could the claim be trusted. She had applied this to reading at 16 and discovered that the same principle held.
A claim about a passage, the character is sad, the author is being ironic, the setting is hostile, was insufficient without textual evidence. The reader needed to point to specific text that supported the claim. Otherwise, the claim was floating, unanchored.
She had walked to the Read Quest Academy at 21. The academy master, a tall, thoughtful man named Margin, had asked her one question.
What is reading evidence?
Reading evidence is what makes a claim about a text trustworthy. The text says something specific. The reader claims something. The claim must be tied to the specific words in the text. Otherwise, the claim is unanchored. The strength of a reading is the strength of its citations.
You are appointed.
Anchor has been the Academy's teacher of textual evidence for 9 years.
She still carries her small ship's anchor everywhere. She still lowers it when a student makes an unsupported claim. She begins every first day lesson the same way.
I am Anchor. My job is to make sure your reading claims are tied to specific evidence in the text. When you read a passage and you have a thought about it, the character feels something, the author means something, the story is doing something. Your thought is a guess until you find the words on the page that support it.
Show me the line. Show me where it ties. Then I will trust the claim. That is the practice. The text is the evidence. Your job is to point to it.